Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, When you enter the land where you are going to live, which I am giving you, and you make an offering by fire to the Lord, a burnt offering or a sacrifice to fulfill a special vow, or as a voluntary offering, or at your appointed times, to make a soothing aroma to the Lord from the herd or from the flock. Then the one who presents his offering shall present to the Lord a grain offering of a tenth of an ephah of fine flour mixed with a fourth of a hen of oil. And you shall prepare wine for the drink offering, a fourth of a hun with the burnt offering, or for the sacrifice for each lamb. For a ram you shall prepare as a grain offering, 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour, mixed with a third of a hin of oil. And for the drink offering you shall offer a third of a hin of wine, as a soothing aroma to the Lord. And when you prepare a bull as a burnt offering, or a sacrifice to fulfill a special vow, or for peace offerings to the Lord,
for the stranger who is Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, When you enter the land where I am bringing you, then it shall be that when you eat from the food of the land, you shall lift up an offering to the Lord of the first of your dough. You shall lift up a loaf as an offering of the threshing floor. So you shall lift it up from the first of your dough. You shall give to offering throughout your generations. But when you unintentionally do wrong and fail to comply with all these commandments which the Lord has spoken to Moses, that is all that the Lord has commanded you through Moses from the day that the Lord gave commandments and onward. Throughout your generations, then it shall be. If it is done unintentionally, without the knowledge of the congregation, of the sons of Israel, and they will be forgiven. For it was an unintentional wrong, and they have brought their offering, an offering by fire to the Lord, and their sin offering before the Lord for their unintentional.
The person who does does wrong divinely. Whether he is a native or a stranger, that one is blaspheming the Lord. And that person shall be cut off from among his people, since he has despised the word of the Lord and has broken his commandment. That person shall be completely cut off. His guilt will be
the sons of Israel were in the wilderness. They found a man gathering wood on the Sabbath day. And those who found him gathering wood brought him to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation. And they placed him in custody, because it had not been decided what should be done to him. Then the Lord said to Moses, the man must be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones outside the camp. So all the congregation brought him outside the camp and stoned him to death with stones, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. The Lord also spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the sons of Israel and tell them that they shall make for themselves tassels on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, and that they shall put on the tassel of each corner a violet thread. It shall be a tassel for you to look at and remember all the Lord, so that you will do them and not follow your own heart and your own eyes, which led you to prostitute yourself, so that you will remember and do all my commandments and be holy to your God. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from the land of Egypt to be your God. From the land of Egypt to be your God.